I don't appreciate a call like this.
Hey, it's another. Hey, it's another. Hey, it's another prank call show.
That's right. Here's your host, Ken Archer.
Hey, everyone. This is a bonersode, number 62 to be exact. It was produced by Paulster. Thank you, Paulster, for supporting the show. I'm your host, Ira Garrett Jumping, and in case you're curious, it is currently August 14th, 2020. Just a quick note before we get started, I recently launched a revamped version of anotherprankcallshow.com, and you should all get on your computers or your mobile computation devices and check it out. Right now, it just has all 30 of the main episodes, which you've probably heard. Not very interesting, but there's also a cast section with biographies and photos of the totally real people you hear making prank calls on this show, such as Sleeve McDykel, Cody Noname, and me, Ira Garrett Jumping. There's also a bonersodes section, which is completely empty. At some point, I want to add a premium section with the same pricing structure as Patreon, just as an alternative for people who hate Patreon for various legitimate reasons. And at some point, I'll probably add other content like videos and behind-the-scenes photos. Who knows when I'll get to that? But be sure to bookmark it. I finally have a real website, so I feel like I've accomplished something. Okay, here are the prank calls.
Hello?
Oh, hello, Donald?
Yeah, who's calling?
It's Ira with the city of... Hello?
Yeah, what do you want?
Oh, I haven't got to that yet. You were just asking who I was.
And you told me.
Yeah, I know, but, you know, I didn't get a chance to explain why I was calling. You just kind of sat there in silence. Very strange. Anyway, I was just calling because I needed to let you know on Friday we're going to be breaking ground on that new embassy that we're putting up. I'm just kind of at the edge of your lawn there.
The what?
The Russian embassy. You know, the city we signed a treaty and everything with the Kremlin. And so we're going to be breaking ground on Friday morning.
Oh, good. Where's this going to be at?
Just right at the kind of the edge of your lawn.
Okay, where's my lawn?
Well, you're at 29.
Yeah, yeah.
What's all that noise in the background?
That's you being recorded.
Oh, why are you recording? That's kind of strange.
Because I record everybody.
Oh.
And I turn them into the Better Business Bureau.
Oh, I'm not with the business. I'm not trying to sell you anything. I'm just letting you know about the construction that's going to be starting.
See, I know it's bullshit.
Why do you say that?
Because I know it is.
Oh, okay.
I just wished one thing, I could get a hold of you.
Why?
Of just talking to you.
Why? What would you
that's
do?
That's what I wish.
What
I'd
would you?
Straighten you out.
Straighten me out?
I'd
how?
Make you a person. I don't know why you don't get a real job.
This is my job, sir. I'm over here in the zoning department. I'm not sure why.
Yeah, I know you are.
You're not
even in the area, asshole.
You don't live at 29.
No, I never did.
Oh, that's weird.
I keep that phone number just for jerks like you.
Why do you keep cussing me out and threatening me? I don't understand. I'm just trying to give you a friendly notice.
Because at least that way you can't call nobody else and screw with them.
I'm not trying to screw with anyone, sir. I'm just letting you know. Listen, asshole.
And the longer I keep you.
Listen, asshole. I'm just trying to make a courtesy call here to let you know about the construction. I don't understand why you're threatening to...
Hang up.
Ah.
No, I want to get him.
Is that...
No, hang up.
Is that Bonnie?
No, she don't live here either.
Oh, well, who was that? That wasn't Bonnie?
No, that's a guy, jerk.
Oh, well, that's weird, because it sounded like
husband.
It sounded like an old woman.
That's my husband.
Oh, that's your husband?
Hello?
Oh, hey, Donald. It's Ira again with the city. Can you just put Bonnie on the phone? Maybe I can explain it to her.
No, you don't explain nothing.
Well,
Stop calling me. Stop bothering me. Get a job.
I'm just supposed to let you know about the construction. I don't understand why you were threatening me.
don't call here no more, okay?
Okay, I won't. Just try not to be such an asshole next time.
Well, you too, okay, jerk?
Why am I being a jerk? This is a friendly...
Don't call here no more.
Just hang up and don't call back.
Bonnie.
I'm going to call the police.
No, don't call the police.
I'm doing it right away when I get off of here.
Well, why?
I'm getting them right now.
Why? It's just a prank.
Hang up, Bonnie, so I can call the cops.
We get too many goddamn garbage calls.
It's just a prank call. Why would you call the police over a prank call?
Oh, just hang up.
Hey, Bonnie, Donald said that you're a man. Can you believe that?
That's right. I am.
Oh, you are? You sound like a woman.
Bonnie, I got the cops on the cell phone.
Oh, come on.
Okay.
Don't call the cops. That's silly. I'm just a prank caller. I don't even live in the state.
I know you don't, but
Well, then hang up and stop calling us.
Let him talk. He's talking to the police now. Come on, keep talking.
Okay, well, let me know when the police are on the phone. I'll talk to them.
They're on right now.
Hello, police? Yeah, see, they're not there. I think you're bullshitting me.
Bonnie, did you hang up?
Hello?
Oh, hello. Hello, Barry?
Hello?
Hi, Barry?
Yeah.
Tell that dog to shut up.
No.
Okay, well, I can't hear you and you can't hear me.
Well, who are you?
This is Ira. I'm calling from the Walmart.
Okay.
And hey, I just needed to ask if you could please stop rummaging through the garbage cans at the entrance. You know, I know you're pulling out those discarded face masks and everything, but we have free ones at the door that, you know, that you can take.
What in the hell are you talking about?
You keep going to the garbage cans and digging out the old face masks.
No, like, I don't.
Yeah, we have you on the camera and everything. And
no, you don't.
It's really not necessary because, like I said, we give them out for free.
Well, it's not necessary because it don't happen.
Well, why do you keep taking them? Like, why do you want a dirty mask?
I don't.
Okay, so what do you do with them?
I guess this is your idea of a joke or something, but it ain't funny. But
no, it's not a joke. What would be the joke?
It's a pretty big joke. I mean...
No, I'm just supposed to call and ask if you could please stop doing that, because otherwise we're going to have to ban you from the store.
Okay. What store would that be?
The Walmart, the one that you shop at all the time.
Which one would that be?
You don't know which one you shop at?
I know which one I shop at. Do you know which one I shop at?
Yeah, the one where you keep taking all the face masks out of the garbage.
Uh-huh, where would that be at?
And it's just kind of strange behavior. We don't really know what you're doing with them.
Uh-huh, which Walmart would that be at?
Hey, can you tell that dog to shut up? It's getting really annoying.
No, don't tell my dog to shut up.
Well,
tell you to shut up before I tell my dog to shut up.
No, I asked you if you could.
Shut up.
Yeah, there you go.
How do you like it? It's rude, ain't it? I'm not rude to my dog. Don't be rude to my dog.
Put me on speakerphone. I'll tell it to shut up.
No, you're not going to tell my dog to shut up.
Well, it's just barking uselessly.
Hang up on whoever.
Oh, who's that bitch?
Well, that's what dogs do. They bark.
Well, who's that bitch in the background? You tell her to shut up, too.
Hang up.
That's my mother.
Okay, well, tell her to shut her mouth.
No.
Tell her to get back in the kitchen.
What are you going to do if I don't?
I'm just going to be annoyed, I guess.
Well, I guess you'll have to be annoyed.
Okay, well, your mom's just a yammering bitch.
What's that?
Your mom's just a yammering bitch.
Uh-huh.
See, you can't hear me because, you know, she's barking.
I hear you just fine. I hear you making an ass out of yourself.
Well, I'm not trying to be an ass. I'm just trying to, you know, just like we have free masks. I don't understand why you don't just take the clean new ones.
You got a lot of spare time on your hands, too, don't you?
Mary, hang up. You don't know what that fool would do.
Hello?
Hi, Mary.
Speaking.
Hi, Mary. It's Ira with the zoning department here in...
Okay.
I just needed to let you know that your front yard over there on Drive... has been selected for the site of the new embassy building that we're going to be constructing.
The what?
The new embassy building that we're going to be constructing.
What embassy are you talking about?
The Russian embassy due to the exchange program that we signed. You know, it's been in the news and all that.
I don't think so.
But yeah, it's going to be two stories high. There's just going to be a couple of offices and a conference room.
I think you're crazy.
Why do you think that?
Because you're talking about in the middle of a development. I don't think so.
Yeah, it's because, you know, we're building our embassy in Moscow.
I think you're a fool.
Hello?
Oh, hello, David.
Yes.
Hey, David, it's Ira with the city.
Yeah, what about it? Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm just calling to let you know that we're going to be commencing that construction in front of your house on Friday morning.
What are you doing in front of my house?
Well, you know, they're just going to be breaking ground on the little embassy building that we're putting in place, just kind of at the edge of your lawn there. You should have got the letter in the mail a couple of months ago.
No. What, I don't even know what you're talking about. Embassy building, what are you talking about?
Yeah, basically, they're just going to be building a small office kind of building.
No, they're not. Just, not in front of my house.
Well, yeah, just kind of at the edge of your lawn.
No,
you know,
they're not.
Yeah.
No.
Going to stretch from about your driveway down to, you know, to the other driveway, your neighbor's driveway.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it's just a small two-room office building. It's
no,
just,
you're not building a building in front of my house?
Yeah, well, we have to. I mean, it's already like a legally binding thing, you know, because we signed.
No, it's not.
Yeah, of course it is.
What, how's it legally binding? How can you take my property in front of my house?
Oh, they declared eminent domain. Yeah, so it's
no,
not.
No, they did not. I don't have any legal bullshit.
Whoa, there's no reason to get upset. I mean, I'm just kind of giving you a heads up.
If you come to front of my house, I'm calling the police. Okay.
Well, sir, I won't be doing the construction. I'm just making the call, just letting
you're
you know.
You're putting a building in front of my house.
Yeah, it's going to be a small two-office embassy building.
No, a small two-office building in front of my house.
Yeah, it's for the, because, you know, the city of, we signed that.
This is the city of, I live in a town of, this is a bunch of shit.
No, sir, there's no reason to use curse words. I'm just trying to let you know about the construction. It's starting on
Look
Friday.
Look, buddy, I don't live in the city of.
Well, yeah, but you're
I'm in a town of.
I know, but you still fall within our jurisdiction for zoning and planning.
No, you don't fall within the city's jurisdiction.
Yeah, you do.
you're silly.
No, you're being silly. I think you're mistaken.
What do you want from me? You want some money to stop it? What do you want? Because this is bullshit.
Of course not. I'm not asking you for any money. I'm not trying to sell you
What's
anything.
What's your last name, sir?
Jumping. I'm not trying to sell you anything. I'm just letting you know about the
What is your last name, sir?
Jumping. Just like the word.
Dumping?
No, with the J. Like jumping jacks.
Jumping?
Yeah.
You're jumping. Ira Jumping? Is that what your name is?
Correct.
And who do you work for?
I'm here in the zoning department.
You know Jason?
Yeah, I don't understand why you're throwing a fit about this. I mean, we sent
well,
you all
I
the...
I don't want a building in front of my freaking house. Is that what I...
Well, it's not
you're,
really...
You're first of all, before you could take eminent domain, I had to be contacted.
And you were.
Which you didn't do. No, I was not contacted.
No, it shows here in my records that you were back on...
Well, your records
see.
Are wrong.
It says April 12th. It says April 12th.
April 12th. During the pandemic, I was contacted.
That's correct.
Sure, and I wasn't home because guess what? I wasn't anywhere. In April 12th.
Okay. Well, look, that's all neither here nor there. I'm just letting you know about the construction. I don't know about the rest of it.
When are you supposed to be doing this?
You're acting like it's a skyscraper. It's just a two...
There's no building going up in front of my house. I'm telling you right now. I will call the sheriff department.
No, it's not a police matter, sir. It's the
town... It will be a police matter, and it'll be my lawyer knocking on somebody's door.
Well, that's different. That's a legal matter, not a police matter. It's
well,
two different
it's
things.
Well, it's going to be a police matter first to stop it, and then there's going to be a legal action.
Well, the police aren't going to have any jurisdiction. It's going to be a city...
Sure they have jurisdiction.
Not over a city
if
work crew.
In a dispute... Don't tell me this. I know my luck, my rights.
I don't
in
think...
In a dispute...
Well, it doesn't have anything to do with...
They have jurisdiction to stop it.
Sir,
show me the letter. Show me my letter. Show me that I was verified. Did you send it where I had a sign for the letter?
Yeah, it there's a scanned document.
Yeah, I signed for this letter?
I have the scanned document in my computer. I'm looking at
it
right
good.
Now.
Could you scan it? Could you send it to me in my email?
Yeah, I can do that. But listen, I think I know where the confusion is coming from. See, you're under the impression that like this falls within your rights and all that, but...
It is my rights.
Well, no, let me explain. Your lawn, like the front edge of your lawn, it's actually considered Russian soil now because I mean, that's where the Russian embassy is going.
My Russian embassy is going there.
Yeah, so it's not technically your land. Oh man, who is that Anna in the background?
How do you know my wife's Anna?
We have the records right here in front of me. Sure.
And you're from Russia?
No, I'm in the city of. We signed a deal with the Russian government to build.
Not voting for Donald Trump either, because he's orange.
Okay, we don't need to make this a political thing. I don't need to hear Anna's conspiracy theories.
Well, look it, buddy. Why am I even talking to you? Because this is bullshit.
You're bullshit. Goodbye. Thanks again to Paulster for helping me strengthen diplomatic relations with a foreign government. And I also want to thank Dr. Tom Servo and Mr. Banana. Tom gave me Barry's number. I could barely tell Barry's mom and dog apart. And Mr. Banana gave me the number to the cartoonish Donald and Bonnie, who might have called the police on me. So if I disappear, you can thank Mr. Banana for getting me arrested. Everyone, up your support, or I won't make bail. Oh, and thanks to Butthole Winker 34 for the discarded mask idea. I kind of like that. I'll probably try it again. Thanks for listening to and supporting the show, everyone. Bye.
I got handed an Ayn Rand sandwich straight from the can. It tasted so bland. I asked a lass to pass me a glass of Engels Conditions of the Working Class. Right away they dragged me to the committee to explain my un-American activity. They're gonna see they made a mistake if they'd only let me play my mixtape. I'm not partial to the Marshall or the plutocrats in their beaver hats, and the fascists have the outfits, but I don't. So I can listen to my backing track. I'm not jealous of the zealous or anarchics with guitar picks, and the fascists have their outfits, but I don't.
Line has been hacked, and I don't believe you're from the property management company.